The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
There's a reason that we live so far from Hollywood, in the country looking hard to find a home, with nothing perfect or considered.
Morning, Glory, America, it's Hugh Hewitt, Rabbit, December 1, 2020, the year we can't get over fast enough, but we're going to slow down to give thanks for family and friends in this season of Christmas and giving. It's Giving Tuesday. Giving Tuesday is a tradition. It follows Cyber Monday, which was huge yesterday. Black Friday was a very big disappointment on Friday. About half the ordinary shopping went on at the brick-and-mortar retails as COVID spikes around the country. Gosh, you know, I started talking about COVID a year ago in December, and I talked about it every day in January. I had no idea it could get to this. I thought we'd stop it before this, but I did get to the bell early, and it's just going to keep people home. But Cyber Monday was huge, and Cyber Monday has always been followed by Giving Tuesday. And so I want to begin the show by asking you from the bottom of my heart, please be as generous as you can to Angel Tree. All Americans unite to support not-for-profits, and many of you have favorite charities. I do. Fetching Mrs. Hewitt does. Of course, we support our churches, but that's not a Giving Tuesday deal. I say you get five fingers. One to remind you to give to your church, one to give to a parachurch organization like Young Life or Salvation Army. Salvation Army itself a church, but it does a lot of giving to people who are not in their denomination. They take care of the lost and the least. You give to one United States military charity, and I always support the Semper Fi in America's Fund, as you know. Then you give to an educational institution that has helped you out. I try and support John F. Kennedy High School in Warren, Ohio. And then you give to one that is helping other people out. I think Hillsdale College is great. But on Giving Tuesday, maybe you go outside of the box, and I want you to think about Angel Tree. Because they are at the very top of HughHewitt.com. I sponsor them this year. They sponsor me this year. They said, please let us come on and be your charity. I said, absolutely. I'd love you to. Angel Tree is a ministry of prison fellowship. There are 2.7 million children in the United States. Think about that number, 2.7 million, who have a mom or dad or both parents in jail or prison this Christmas. And Angel Tree does three things. They buy gifts for those children. They get a note from mom or dad to those children and attach it to the gifts, and they stick a Bible in with the gifts and the note. And they do that, and then the fourth thing they do is establish a relationship with the child so that they can minister to them through the years that they are without mom or dad and try and break the cycle. I watched Hillbilly Elegy last night with the Fetching Mrs. Hewitt. It's not in theater. I mean, it's in theater, but we watched it on Netflix. And I love the book, and I think they shorted the Marine Corps in the book, in the movie. But there are a couple of great performances. Glenn Close is just amazing. Amy Adams is great, but J.D. Vance's story is heart-touching, and he got out of the cycle because of his brass-knuckled, hard-talking Kentucky grandmother. But so many kids don't, and he almost ended up in jail himself. Instead, he ended up at Yale Law School, and I thought a prison fellowship in Angel Tree and you can be that person, you can just go click on the Angel Tree banner at the top of HughHewitt.com, or you can call 888-206-2764. 888-206-2764. Make your Giving Tuesday. Well, do it the first thing you do, before you even finish your coffee. 888-206-2764. Or go to HughHewitt.com. I prefer when you go online. That way you don't make a mistake. They don't get the number wrong over the phone. And they don't. Call centers are great. You know, I love call centers. And the people who work there are wonderful people with Prison Fellowship on their heart. But if you do it yourself online, it works. That's why I prefer online people. Listen, the news out of California is just desperate. I spent a half hour talking to Arnold yesterday for an interview that we will air on Thursday, portions on this show, and then all of it for the Nixon Foundation. It's the 50th anniversary of the founding of the EPA by Richard Nixon. And Arnold was a great, Governor Schwarzenegger has always been a great guest, made me sommelier of California long ago, and a controversial figure in his tenure as governor, but a wonderful interview. We had a great time chatting. He wants Mary Nichols to be the EPA director under President-elect Biden. And we'll air that. And we talked at the end about Governor Newsom, because I think he's doing as best he can. And Arnold said he had that French Laundry fiasco, and he's got to get out there and apologize 20 times for it. And he's right about that. That was a fiasco. Like Nancy Pelosi at the hairdresser, you can't, and like the Denver mayor, you can't ask people to do A and then do not A. But you can't apologize and then focus people. The numbers in California are just extraordinary. And I know the models have been off. That doesn't mean they'll always be off. And the models in California suggest ICU capacity will max out in the Central Valley and hospital capacity in other places. And that people have just, but I don't agree with the messaging. The messaging is we may have to force you to stay home. I think the messaging should be, could you please stay home for 4 more weeks? The vaccine is coming, and the vaccine will be available to the frontline workers in 4 weeks. So if you just make this Christmas an at-home Christmas, if you just make this Christmas as, you know, I've got friends and family who are in quarantine right now, absolute lockdown quarantine because they're military. And when they move around to deploy, they got to go into a 2-week quarantine in a hotel room, right? They don't leave the hotel room for 2 weeks when they get to their deployment country. And I know that. They're in it right now. And I'm telling you, if they can do that for 2 weeks, you can live at home for 4 until the frontline workers get the vaccine, which is rolling out thanks to Operation Warp Speed, a modern miracle, an achievement unrivaled in science and logistics in the history of mankind. Moderna, Pfizer, AstraZeneca, and another one coming. And so just 4 weeks of patience, friend. Now, I'd like to hear from the military. I always love the first hour, 1-800-520-1234. Uniformed military, I know you're going to work early. You're always my early callers. President-elect Biden is not named as Secretary of Defense yet. I am surprised by that. I thought it was a mortal walk, as they say in the musical, that Michelle Flournoy, who founded the Center for New American Security, she's been the Assistant Secretary of Defense for Strategy under President Clinton. She was the Undersecretary of Defense for Policy under Barack Obama. She knows the building. She is a serious, serious defense nick. And would be a steady hand at the Pentagon. She was number 2 to Bob Gates, who's the best Secretary of Defense. I love Rummy, but I think in terms of bipartisan support, Bob Gates would get the most votes for best SecDef in modern times, and she was his understudy. And so I expected her to be nominated on day 1, and the progressive wing doesn't like her. Code Pink doesn't like her, which I find hard to believe that President-elect Biden would care much about Code Pink, but maybe the Bernie Sanders folks don't like her. Look, I would like to know what the uniforms would like. It's been a roiling 4 years at defense with General Mattis, followed by the acting, followed by Mark Esper, followed by the new acting. So they've had 4 secretaries of defense, maybe 5. I may have missed someone in there in 4 years. And I think Michelle Flournoy would come and would stay for 4 years. And as I said on Twitter last night, why make easy ones hard, Mr. President-elect? This one, it's like Ron Klain for chief of staff. It's just an easy one. But I would love to hear what the uniforms think. And I have ways of figuring out if they really are. I won't identify who you are. I would just love to hear what the uniforms think. And retired or active duty, fine by me. Michelle Flournoy is married to a retired Navy captain, by the way. Which, by the way, makes a big difference. Makes an enormous difference. If you're not yourself a veteran, to have lived the military life in large or small ways is to have some idea and some awareness of the families of everyone who's serving. And that, to me, is another big additional. Yeah, the policy. Yes, the experience. She's 60 years old. She's the perfect age, or 59. She is the pro. I don't want to make someone 60 when they're not 60. It's the perfect mix. So 1-800-520-1234. You don't have to comment on former Undersecretary Flournoy. I'd just like to know what you'd like in a Secretary of Defense under President-elect Biden. 1-800-520-1234. Update from Georgia as well. Raphael Warnock said another crazy thing. Honest to goodness, Georgia, I don't know how any one of you can vote for this guy. I'll be right back, America. Stay tuned. Hi, Hugh Hewitt for ReliefFactor.com. If you are in pain and you want out of pain, well, you need to talk to the people that get it done. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son owners of ReliefFactor.com. They tell me that sometimes whole families can be helped when one member of the family gets out of pain. For example, finally, a married couple gets to sleep through the night again when one isn't tossing and turning with a terrible back. That's why Pete and Seth created the 3-week quick start, so you can find out if those people are you. For about $1 a day, you can see if you can get out of pain, and after that, lessen the cost of a cup of coffee a week to stay out of pain. The 3-week quick start is like a trial pack, and it can be at your door in about 2 to 3 days. Let's face it, getting older, exercise, even everyday living can create discomfort, pain. You don't order Relief Factor just for yourself. Order it for your wife, your husband, your family, your friends. They miss the old you, too. 3-week quick start at ReliefFactor.com or call 800-500-8384. 800-500-8384.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. Since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow.
Welcome back, America, to Hewitt. I'm not sure where it's snowing today. It rained a lot in the Beltway yesterday. Let me check on markets, brought to you by Birch Gold. They are the people that you turn to when you want to convert a portion of your IRA or your savings into physical precious metals, or you just want to buy gold. And a lot of you buy gold for your son or daughter, your grandson, granddaughter at this time of the year. It's the best gift if you can afford an ounce of gold. Please do go to Birch Gold. You can get there by HughGold.com or text my name, Hugh, to 474747. They're right on the spot. They get right back to you. The important thing is, as we head into a volatile season in the markets, gold this morning is really quite the bargain. I'm trying to pull it up exactly. So it's down to 1796, up 1% from yesterday, but still way down. I bought it at 2000 this year. I always buy it when it gets up high because I'm always afraid that's the inflation marker. And I don't worry about it because I don't sell it. I just buy it and put it away. And that's what gold is for. It's an anchor for your savings. It's a great gift for your kids and your grandchildren. Birch Gold, you just text my name, Hugh, to 474747. The 10-year Treasury is at 0.84%. It's stable. Oil this morning is at 45.23. It's just down a quarter point. Abroad, England is up almost 2%. Germany up 1%. They see the vaccine coming. Yesterday, the Dow was down 271. The Nasdaq was off 7, and the S&P was down 16. But they're expecting a great day. A great day on the market today because Cyber Monday was big yesterday. Don't forget Giving Tuesday is today. But it's always good to give yourself a gift. Give yourself the gift of gold. HughGold.com. Bob in Tampa, Florida, 1-800-520-1234. Talking to the uniforms today. People who serve in the military, retire, or active duty. Good morning, Bob.
Super fly, you guys.
Hey, thank you, Marines.
First off, let me say God bless Donald Trump. President of the United States, number 45.
Yes, indeed.
For doing what he said and saying what he did and not getting us tangled up in more of these crazy foreign manure holes and bringing the troops home where they need to be so that they can protect the homeland and not worry about building other countries' economies and empires up. We got enough problems along our borders. And
so, Bob, but I'm short on time. I'm short on time, so I need you to focus. Who would you like to see as SecDef? What kind of qualities?
I want to see somebody that's going to bring the rest of our troops home to defend the homeland and quit wasting our treasure and our blood on these foreign manure pits.
All right. Thank you, Bob. Thank you for your service. Very adamant on that. You know, we're not going to bring them home from Korea or Germany, and we're not going to bring them home from Bahrain, and we're not going to bring them home from Qatar, and we're not going to bring them home from the variety of bases that we've got in England and in NATO. We can reduce footprints. I think we actually have to expand footprints in places like Poland. But that's not what I'm really looking for. I'm looking for the qualities you want in the chain of command. Michelle Flournoy would be the first woman in a senior position in the chain of command. Now, the chain of command reaches down via various webs to every private, to every sailor and swabby and junior member of the military. But it starts with the president. It does not go through the vice president. It goes to the Secretary of Defense. Doesn't go to the chairman of Joint Chiefs. It goes from the Secretary of Defense to the five combatant commanders. And from there, it goes down to the five combatant commands. I think it's five. Maybe it went up to six. And that is where it goes. And so what I'm asking people is, what do you want in a Secretary of Defense? If you've served under a bunch of them, you should have an opinion. I'm going to ask Admiral Stavridis about this a little bit later, what they are looking for. But in the interim, I see Ben is screening calls, 1-800-520-1234. I'll come back and ask you. I think Michelle Flournoy would be great. I am surprised that President-elect Biden has not named her yet. She was tipped for the job. I'd like them to get going, get the assistant secretaries lined up, the service secretaries lined up. But we'll be back for more phone calls. Don't forget Angel Tree. It's Giving Tuesday. Today, everyone ought to reach into their wallet and give something away. And I think Angel Tree is a great place to do it. You can simply go to my website. At the very top of it, you will find Angel Tree. And it will get there. It will get there. Angel Tree banner at the top of HughHewitt.com. Serve the children who have no mom or dad at home because they're in jail. Angel Tree at HughHewitt.com. Come right back to the program.
Brightish on the moonlit night, though the frost was cruel. When the morning came in sight, every winter flew.
25 days till Christmas, America. Welcome back. I'm Hugh Hewitt. Did you hear my recording there? Never mind. I'll tell you about that another time. It's Giving Tuesday. Dig deep. Remember, you got five fingers, one for your church, one for a parachurch, one for a military charity that takes care of the men and women in uniform or their families. I prefer the Semper Fi and America's Fund, which is just a terrific, terrific, terrific charity. Look up Semper Fi Fund. And I also believe in the wonderful efficacy of saving money during the year and giving it now to a school that has helped you and then to a school that is helping others. And that's what you got five fingers for. But please, on those five fingers, make room for Angel Tree. It's at the top of HughHewitt.com. And if you are not the online kind of person, you want to call in a gift, you can call 888-206-2764. 888-206-2764. Do it this morning before you leave for work. It's Giving Tuesday. Arrive at work and tell everyone, hey, it's Giving Tuesday. Go to HughHewitt.com and give to Angel Tree. Those kids deserve a Christmas tree. Two. Back to the phones. William in Westchester, New York. Good morning, William.
Good morning, Hugh. My expertise, such it is, 30 years active to drilling reserve, to back active again, and that ended 25 years ago. Knew nothing about Michelle Flournoy until looking her up on Wikipedia. It seems that she agitated for the Libya intervention in 2011 or so, and Joe Biden was against, so I don't know how the military would go for her.
Well, I think she's got, I'll ask Admiral Stavridis, I don't know that the military objected and agitated is kind of a loaded word, isn't it, William? She advocated for it, but he was against it. Wouldn't you want a cabinet full of diverse views?
Could be, but Libya was what we call in military a Charlie Foxtrot, if you know what I mean.
Yes. Yes, it was. And it remains that way. And it remains that way. But I do believe you still want people in the cabinet who can present to you all sorts of options. And believe me, there are a lot of bad progressives out there that we do not want in that job. I mean, I want someone who knows the building, someone who trusts the uniforms. Which branch were you in, William?
First Marine Corps, then the Navy.
Well, thanks for both of those. That's not, you don't often hear that switch.
Well, what happened in my case, the Marine Corps tried to make an officer out of me, and in their wisdom, they realized I'd probably get a platoon killed in Vietnam. Later found out I have ADHD. So it was a good move by the Marine Corps, and the Navy pulled me in.
Well, thank you for 30 years of service. I appreciate that, friend. Merry Christmas. Robert in Grand Junction, Colorado, 1-800-520-1234. What are you looking for in a SecDef, Robert? And which branch were you in?
Yes, sir. Good morning. I was in the Army Reserve for 12 years. I was a legal clerk.
Oh.
But I didn't do much legal clerking because they're in kind of a different system in the reserves. If I was on active duty, I'd be doing a lot of legal clerk, but they kind of handled it a little differently in the Army Reserves. So that was I was 71 Delta.
Okay, wonderful.
What I'm looking for in a Secretary of Defense, sir, is a person who's going to fully fund the Defense Department. You know how the Democrats are. They're going to slash and burn and cut the defense budget, and you probably won't see a 335-ship Navy. What do you think?
I 100% agree with you. I believe she will be for a big, robust top line. In fact, Senator Talent, Mike Gallagher, a bunch of people in Congress are already beginning, and out of Congress are already beginning an effort to make sure that the top line goes up every year. Just that is the bottom line, is that the top line, the total budget for DOD has got to increase every year, and they've got to keep it on DOD missions. This cannot be another Obama disaster for the Pentagon. And I don't think Joe Biden is inclined that way. And if the Republicans win both Senate seats, there will not be massive cuts at DOD. They've got to win in Georgia to save the Department of Defense. It is that simple, Robert.
I understand that, sir, but I am. Every time we have a Democrat president, our defense is just weakened. I don't know what it is with them, but they just want to weaken our defenses every time they get in office. It was with Carter. It was with Clinton. It was with Obama. And I'm sure the same thing is going to happen with Biden.
I believe, by the way, you are factually correct. Every single one of those presidencies saw decreases in the per capita allocation. There might have been nominal increases in defense, but in the per capita, in the amount of GDP allocated, the percentage of GDP allocated defense, it always went down. I think it ought to be mandated at 5%, period, because a great nation does that. But it's always worse under Democrats. We can't afford to do another. Trump rebuilt the military. We got to keep it up at the levels that it's at, if not more. Thank you, my friend. Speaking of those Georgia Senate races, they found a 2019. This isn't going way back. Raphael Warnock is the radical reverend who is running for Georgia Senate. He is to the left of John Ossoff, who is to the left of AOC. So somehow the Georgia Democrats, in their wisdom, nominated the two most radical Senate candidates in the United States. They both got beat in round one, but Georgia has a funny law. You got to win with 50%, and there were so many candidates that David Perdue, the incumbent senator, didn't make 50% by about 25,000 votes or something like that. And Kelly Loeffler, the incumbent senator, had a primary challenge from Doug Collins. If you add up all the Republicans versus all of the Democrats, and then you give the Democrats the independents and the Greens in the jungle primary, the Republicans outbeat all the others by 70,000 votes. David Perdue had 88,000 votes more. They should win easily, but I'm still paying a lot of attention to Georgia because we know what Chuck Schumer promised. Here's Chuck Schumer, cut number one.
Now we take Georgia, and then we change the world.
Yeah!
I'm sorry, can you repeat that, Mr. Schumer? Now we take Georgia, and then we change America.
I really do not know how anyone in Georgia votes for a Democrat. when you know that Chuck Schumer is just going to put them in their back pocket and treat Georgia like an extension of Manhattan. That's all he has planned. But here's Raphael Warnock in cut number 6. He's in a 2019 sermon. Please play.
Enough of this madness. Driven by the so-called war on drugs. At least it was a war when the drug was crack. And the bodies were black and brown in places like Detroit and Baltimore and the south side of Chicago and south central LA and certain communities in Atlanta. We had a war on drugs. But now that we are talking about opioids and meth and the faces of the human tragedy are white and suburban, suddenly we have a public health emergency. War, public health emergency. War, you have enemy combatants, prisoners of war, militarized weapons of war on civilian streets, privatized prisons, public health emergency, you have patients and doctors and clinics. And it is a public health emergency. Both are self-medicating in the midst of the American crisis. There is a spiritual sickness affecting all of America, in the cities and the rural areas and the suburbs. There is an aching void that cannot be filled with consumeristic preoccupations with getting the next thing and religion garbed in the garments of capitalism and sacralized and blessed by preachers, even in black churches, who say that if you trust God, you'll have a bigger house and a bigger car, and getting our folk in more and more debt, consumed in more and more oppression. You ought to say no to the lie.
I do not believe for a moment that the fentanyl focus is driven by race. I'm all for a war on fentanyl and a war on crack and a war on meth. I'm all for the treatment of crack, the treatment of fentanyl, and the treatment of meth. I went to the Christ Our Redeemer Church at the invitation of my friend Dr. Mark Whitlock to talk politics one weekend last year, primarily African-American church, not exclusively. It's an AME church in Orange County, California, one of the largest, and Pastor Whitlock has since been called to Reed Temple in Maryland, and I'll go there when the temple reopens as well. I love the Pastor Whitlock's preaching. He's a veteran of First AME and Dr. Chip Murray, who I interviewed for PBS years ago. And I got this question from a young man, said, were you indifferent to crack and are you more concerned? And I recognized there's a lot more attention on fentanyl than there was on crack. But I don't believe it's because of race. I believe it's because of numbers and proximity. So if your family is dying, you notice it. And if your family isn't dying, you read about it. If your family, I mean, I would encourage everyone to watch the Hillbilly Elegy, because it's about addiction. It's a movie about addiction, about fentanyl in the broken down communities of the upper Midwest that have been passed over. But fentanyl's everywhere, just like crack cocaine is everywhere. It's not a black white thing. I don't even think it helps the African-American community to cast it that way. I think Raphael Warnock is just so radical. Self-medicate to fill the void caused by capitalism? Really? Really? Cut number 5, more Raphael Warnock.
And so somebody decided that they had a bright idea to pass a piece of legislation that will allow for guns and concealed weapons to be carried in churches. Have you ever been to a church meeting? That's the last place.
You know, it is kind of a funny joke, because having served on a Presbyterian session twice and having been part of Catholic leadership at a couple of parishes, those do become quite animated. But I mean, to joke about it in the aftermath, from the pulpit, in the aftermath of a few church slaughters, crazy people have brought guns to churches and slaughtered people. That's why there are armed guards. I mean, it was last year. This was a 2014 sermon. Maybe it's before the massacres. But yeah, churches do need protection now because of nuts, because we have nuts who are anti-religion for a lot of reasons, primarily driven by a culture that hates God. David Drucker is next on The Hugh Hewitt Show.
Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad.
Welcome back, America. To Hewitt. I think I remember Jose Feliciano performing this on Ed Sullivan. David Drucker of the Washington Examiner, who you can follow at Twitter at David M. Drucker. Too young to remember that. But good morning, David. Merry Christmas season to you.
You too, Hugh. I wish I was too young to remember that, but I distinctly remember listening to it in the car with my father as a kid. So
yeah, it's always been around. It's a staple. Hey, David, I have a question that I'm hoping your estimable reporting skills can shed some light on. I was looking forward to Michelle Flournoy being the Secretary of Defense. I thought it was the easiest of the picks that he had to make. I thought, you know, she served under President Clinton as an assistant secretary, under President Obama as the undersecretary. She was going to be President Hillary Clinton's Secretary of Defense, and she's been in waiting at CNAS for a long time. What is the holdup here?
Not sure, but they've been pretty methodical about rolling these things out. So, you know, I'll just assume it's coming. I don't know if it's, you know, anything more than that. I mean, the one thing I'll say, and I always find transitions fascinating just because, you know, we're going to quibble over policy soon enough. But whenever you have a change in administration, it's like a whole new, some of them are, they're not necessarily new characters, but it's a whole new cast of characters. A new team, and you start to wonder how this thing's going to play out. But I mean, I think we'll get to this, right? I mean, SecDef, he's done Secretary of the Treasury, he's done Secretary of State, and you know, the triumvirate, at least that always concerns me, this is the last big fish left.
Well, the AG too. I mean, the AG matters a great deal. The big four.
I'm remiss to leave that out, but I still always, I guess, from a sort of financial and national security perspective, always think of those three.
You see, you're always dumping on the lawyer. Edmund Randolph was the first attorney general. There's only four jobs that go back to the beginning. And and those are the four. And the attorney general, Edmund Randolph, people need to know. We were one of the four. We lawyers are very touchy about that. Here is the other deal I want to bring up. Neera Tanden. I've got a lot of scars from Neera Tanden. Yeah, you know, and nevertheless, I think she's superbly qualified. She's very liberal. She's very funny. She's very smart. I don't know if it's good for people. I mean, I'm never going to become ambassador to Bermuda if they start turning down people who are active on Twitter. I mean, my life goal is to be ambassador to Bermuda, and it's never going to happen if your Twitter feed's going to disqualify you.
Yeah, no, basically, we might as well shut down the U.S. government as the years go by because everybody's scarred by this thing. Look, you know, my first reaction was, well, naturally, because when you offend U.S. senators and later you want them to confirm you, they take revenge or they take issue with you. But, you know, I was also thinking, I mean, we have a president who's been extremely active, vocal, and emotive on Twitter over the past few years. And the general rule among Republican senators was, you know, policy is what matters most. And, yeah, this isn't nice, but, you know, it's not the biggest deal in the world, and we've learned to live with it. So, you know, look, it's going to be their prerogative, but it's not as though somebody being critical of other people on Twitter has been disqualifying to the voters. So I don't know that it has to be disqualifying to Republican senators. But again, they have the votes. They, you know, are almost, they're most likely going to control the floor. And so we'll see how they handle it.
You know, to me, it will be fascinating because there is some payback to be had, but it's not at the cabinet level. Chuck Schumer slow-walked everyone after the initial cabinet. They took out Andy Pusner, so there might be, as Josh Holmes said, a sacrifice necessary to the confirmation gods. But I really do think presidents ought to be able to get up and running at the beginning of their administration with a great deal of deference. And I certainly don't think a liberal activist is out because she's sharp tongue and very smart. I just don't buy it. And I have more near a tandem scars than anybody, David Drucker. I'm on the top of her Twitter feed, right? So I really don't understand why people are so upset. Has anyone given you any insight on the Hill as to why they're so upset about her?
Yeah, I think they're, well, I mean, nobody gave me special insight, but just in reading the tweets, ironically, about why they don't want to confirm her, you know, she was very, her attacks, they felt, were personal in nature and not just policy in nature, right? So, you know, they didn't just accuse, in their view, it's like they didn't just accuse Senate Republicans. She didn't just accuse them of being wrong. She accused them of being purposely, willfully, you know, mean and immoral and things like that.
Well, there is a difference between wrong and rotten. I always tell people that Bill Maher is rotten. That's why I won't go on his show. But I don't mind people who are just wrong. I think Neera's just wrong. I don't think she's rotten. And I just worry about...
This is politics today.
Yeah.
Everybody accuses everybody of being rotten, not wrong. You know, it used to be you're wrong, but my idea is better. And now what people say, and I see this on both sides, you know you're wrong. You're doing it for evil purposes. I mean, this is what politics has become.
Yeah, the attribution of intent is the difference.
Yep.
And the attribution of intent, that will kill. That's going to resound through the ages if they take out Neera when the Republicans retake the White House next. That standard will be applied to every staffer on the Hill, David Drucker. Do they know that?
I think everybody knows what's going on, and nobody knows how to fix it, or they know how to fix it, and nobody wants to do it. You know, one thing, and I've told this to you, Hugh, over the years, the one thing Democrats and Republicans seem to agree on is that the other side is worse than I am, and I wish we were like you, and it's all your fault. And if people don't call it truth and just proceed, we're going to end up in the same direction we've been going.
Yeah, it would be interesting. We'll see if a truth breaks out. David Drucker, good to talk to you, my friend. Follow him on Twitter, David M. Drucker. Follow me to hour number two of the Hugh Hewitt Show. Hi, Hugh Hewitt for ReliefFactor.com. If you are in pain and you want out of pain, well, you need to talk to the people that get it done. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son owners of ReliefFactor.com. They tell me that sometimes whole families can be helped when one member of the family gets out of pain. For example, finally, a married couple gets to sleep through the night again when one isn't tossing and turning with a terrible back. That's why Pete and Seth created the 3-week quick start, so you can find out if those people are you. For about $1 a day, you can see if you can get out of pain, and after that, lessen the cost of a cup of coffee a week to stay out of pain. The 3-week quick start is like a trial pack, and it can be at your door in about 2 to 3 days. Let's face it, getting older, exercise, even everyday living can create discomfort, pain. You don't order Relief Factor just for yourself. Order it for your wife, your husband, your family, your friends. They miss the old you, too. 3-week quick start at ReliefFactor.com or call 800-500-8384. 800-500-8384.